Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And it is over in Cleveland. The Browns can't believe it. Lamar Jackson and Justin Tucker bring the Ravens back to pick up their 8th win of the season. They do it in the most unlikely of fashions after the Cleveland Browns had stormed back to take the lead with 2 fourth quarter touchdowns and a 2-point conversion. Lamar Jackson comes back from the locker room. I can't wait to find out what they had in that hydration kit.
You hear me? You got me?
There you go.
I'm using Hardy's room today.
Oh, it sounds good.
Well, I have to control my own volume over here.
Wow.
That mic does sound good.
I've never done this before.
Wow.
Hey.
You sound like...
Should we do David Allen Boucher?
Yeah, Night Moves.
Bedtime Magic.
A little Bedtime Magic. This one goes out to Stephanie.
Sports Hub. Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. Here at Bedtime Magic.
That good?
Yeah.
It's great. Takes me back.
Sending this one out to Scott Zolak tonight.
Journey, open arms.
Who is going to send a pair of pajamagram, naturally new pajamas to tonight.
Nope, she'd kick my, nope.
And send it to his lovely wife, Amy.
Nope. Doors would be, locks would be changed.
All right. Well,
all right.
What do you think Lamar Jackson was actually doing last night?
Finding toilet paper.
He had to go poop. That's what happened. Why is he denying it?
I don't know, but I mean, that run down the hallway, okay, some of it is cleats on concrete.
Is he that duck-footed, or is it
some
just...
Some of it's...
He's squeezing the cheeks, man.
But we all know that run.
Sometimes you just gotta let it go.
Not only the run, but the wave out of the way.
I was thinking
about the guy standing in the door, he's like, get out of the way, gotta get through. I gotta go to the bathroom. Get out of the way. Are you waving someone and like furiously getting, get out of the way? Are you doing that if you're going in to get hydrated?
No.
Hydration kit?
It's coming out. I can't stop it.
They're sticking with that story?
I just like the placement of the towel when he returned. Did you see it? Coming up the back.
I didn't even think of that.
The towel is tucked directly in the middle of the back to cover up his tush. When he returned.
I mean, it happens, right?
Could you imagine tackling him after that? How bad he smelled. Oh.
What was the clip he used to play of the Yankees pitcher all the time?
Oh, my God.
Who was that?
Got a lot of diarrhea.
Yeah.
not a Deki Matsui. It was Chung.
Who was that? Chin-Ming Wang? Chin-Ming Wong? Is that who it was? The pitcher?
Chin-Ming Wong.
Is that who it was, Chin-Ming right?
Park. It was.
Who was it?
Chan Ho Park.
Oh, Chan Ho Park. Okay.
Got a lot of diarrhea. Yeah.
Like, that's what it reminded me of.
He was honest. He was honest.
It happens.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Right.
What about this game last night?
It was an amazing game.
Oh, my God.
It was a great game. That was one of the best Monday night games. Felt like a playoff game.
That's what you want to know? Your manager said you were sick. Yeah. I had a diarrhea.
Who's laughing?
Yeah, I had an idea, and then
I think it's his teammates.
Why? Why is it funny?
He doesn't even get it because he's like in the second language. He's like, "What's so funny?" I'm telling you what the hell is going on.
Sick.
Literally, that's what was going on.
So good.
When you're running through the wall, yeah.
Get out of the way!
Diarrhea.
I'm your Save it. Yeah, the off day. I had a lot of diarrhea.
He says it like four times. It's like four times he says it.
Beetle, can you see the monitor?
I can, yes.
Who is that in the background?
It looks from here like Mariano Rivera.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
And I feel free for one day yesterday. I got flu, too, like a little.
Okay. So
a
flu?
Cough.
Flu, like cough, okay.
No, just chest hurt and feel dehydrated, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, well.
I mean, he's describing all the symptoms.
That's what happens.
In a very medical sense.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. I mean, we have that video.
Yeah.
Look at the way he's running. Look at the way
that's to go back on the field, though. But
you
know what it is?
He comes in, he waves. The video of him waving the guy out of the way is the best part.
It's the longer cleats is why he's running the way he's running. Because remember, he had to change his cleats after halftime?
Yeah.
Because he was slipping everywhere. So he's got those long cleats on. He doesn't want to fall there. That's him trying to be careful. Running down.
So what happened to you?
Huh?
What happened?
Just crap.
Who is that? What clip is that? Who is that?
The Blue Jays infielder a few years ago.
I don't remember that.
You saying cramps?
Oh, that's right. What was it? Just crap.
Yeah.
Oh. The game, the back and forth was exciting.
That's a big one for Mayfield last night.
You thought the outcome was going to go 12 different ways there. It looked like the Browns were going to lose. The Browns were going to brown, and then the Browns were back in it, and then don't let Justin Tucker get in range. What are you doing?
I thought the Browns deserved to lose when they went for two.
A lot of people didn't like that.
Made no sense.
A lot of people did not enjoy that part of it.
It made no sense. You're down eight. You know, what are you doing? You kick it and go down seven. That's what you do.
So from our perspective, it's over.
Feels that
path is dead.
It feels that way.
Who still believes?
Gasper. There's people that believe.
I think Gasper even pretty much admitted last night that it's over.
The problem is, you know, T-Bone put that, you know, in our notes, you know, the three things that needed to happen going into the game prior to the outcome of last night. You're at the bottom of a mountain looking up, and it just doesn't feel like it's going to happen. You know, I think Indy can lose a game. I think the Raiders can lose a game, but I don't think Miami's going to lose every game. You know, I don't think Baltimore's going to lose every game. There's too many things that need to happen now. And this is the problem you have when you start scoreboard watching this late in the year. You didn't take care of business. You know, but you go out and you got to play well on Sunday. I think they're confident going down there. I don't think Miami's what their record is. You know, we'll get into this as the week goes on, but again, you look at the offensive firepower, and the Ravens aren't what they were last year. But, man, they could score quick, and it's all on him. You know, as he goes, they go, meaning Lamar Jackson. But look at that. Jesus, a Cleveland offense, the runs, the passes. You know, like all these other teams have so many more weapons than you have. It's just a reminder of just, you know, how troubling your offensive woes are right now. I know he scored 45 points the other week, but, you know, 14 are special teams. So it's not like he scored 45.
Against a team that was completely hapless.
Outclassed. Yeah.
I mean, just.
Talented, but outclassed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, coaching wasn't an issue.
I tell you what, this Stefanski can call a game. Stefanski is probably going to be the right coach for them. And I'll say this, and I agree with what they were saying on the broadcast last night. You root for towns like Buffalo and Cleveland. I feel really bad for them that their fans can't enjoy this. And we did this for 20 years. We did this for 20 years here. We were them. You know, going to the play this time of year, you know, trying to acquire a bye. You know, playing for your life, your playoff lives. It doesn't feel like you're there this year. These teams have been not even up and down. They've been in the doldrums for the last 15, 20 years. And their fans can't enjoy it in person. That sucks for Buffalo. And you know, like we like to poke fun at Buffalo. The Bills Mafia deserves to watch their team play. Cleveland, for everything they've been through, losing the football team, coming back, finally seems like they have a team, a quarterback, and a real head coach. Like, they haven't had head coaches there. This guy might know what he's doing. You feel bad for those people, those fans. They deserve more.
They feel like a far better coach team than they were a year ago.
Oh, God, I mean, yeah.
It's night and day.
Yeah.
Night and day.
What was the guy's name last year, even? What the hell was
the guy with the beard.
Oh, Jesus.
Why can we not even remember that? He was the quarterback's coach, and then he was...
Kitchens.
Right. Freddie.
Freddie Kittens.
Yeah. Okay, but let's talk about the Patriots and what it means now. What's going to happen? We have to bring up the conversation about the quarterback again. Who should be the quarterback for the Patriots this weekend? And by the way, it's early in the week. It's only Tuesday. It's Tuesday morning. Today's the off day. They come back to work tomorrow. If they wanted to make a change this week, they could. We'll talk about that. What happens at quarterback now for the Patriots? They're not mathematically eliminated, but they're on their way to it. 617-779-0985. We'll get to that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's only Tuesday.
Sammy.
Only Tuesday.
Yeah.
Patriots have plenty of days before they play their next game. They're not mathematically eliminated, but let's just call it like we see it here. Path is dead. You're going to be hard-pressed to find any true believers in the path today. Even Gasper, who really hung on for dear life until the bitter end.
I was rooting so much for Cleveland last night just to make Jim Murray miserable. For another week.
Why is he so anti?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
What does he not want? What does he think's going to change?
For the same reason he left the Super Bowl against the Eagles. Where was that one?
Minnesota.
For the same reason he got up out of his seat before Patriots took their final possession and said, "I'm leaving. I can't watch this."
Are you serious? He did that.
He left.
Wow.
He walked out.
What if they pulled one out of the? Was he not in Houston?
He cannot be there to witness the misery until the very end.
I think he gets the shakes. I think it's like...
What is that? Like, his tweets, man, have a real angry tone to them the last couple of days. And last night, really. Like, what's with the anti-path? I mean, isn't it more fun when you thought they were in it? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, when your season's alive, yeah.
Last night, I wasn't a believer in the Patriots making the playoffs. I was still... enjoying the hell of rooting for Cleveland. Enjoying the hell out of it.
Did the Red Sox...
It gives you something.
Did the Red Sox season train people to do this stuff? Like, it's better not to have a season?
I don't know. But now, I mean, at least this didn't happen until there are only 3 games left. Like, there's not much
oh,
left.
Yeah.
You know, there's not much left of the season.
At 2-5, I thought it was going to happen a lot earlier.
But again, I mean,
if you could say December 11th was the date yesterday. Do I have that right, Artie? The 11th?
No, today's the 15th.
Why do I think my birthday's Sunday?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. 15th.
Don't you base everything on what
right, the
birthday
13th.
Was?
That was the 13th.
Taylor Swift and I were born on
Sunday. All right, but to go that far and still have a season, like still have anything to be interested in, that was great.
I'll take it. But again, take it from a Lions fan. They're not out of it yet either. They have a 1% chance. There's nobody in Detroit thinking about the playoffs right now. That's where you're at.
You're so conditioned.
You have to concede the season before the season is mathematically done. Otherwise, so Murray's got a point. Don't think about it. It's only going to make you that much more disappointed when it finally does end. And out of all the things that have to happen, you know, you can stop right at, as far as I'm concerned, you can stop at the Pats have to win out. Okay, we'll stop. What are we talking about? They going to win their last three?
No.
I think they're going to win 2 or 3.
Okay. Yeah, well, you were onto something for one game out of the two that they were going to sweep out in L.A., and then they got absolutely pulverized in that second game.
Yeah.
So 2 or 3? Okay, that's not enough, so you can stop thinking about it.
Rookie quarterback and this week, and then you're going to play the Jets last game.
I have no expectation of them making the playoffs. Zero.
Not at 8-8. That's what I got.
Just making the play. They have to win out, and then they need a bunch of other things to happen. Right. They need the Raiders to lose 2 of 3. They need Cleveland to lose all three. Yeah. I mean,
do you see the Dietrich Wise comments?
They need to lose to the Jets.
What did he do?
Do you see what he said?
No.
He said, "We are very aware of what's going on in the football world. We definitely know who needs to do what and what. But we can't focus on that because we're not them. And we're not in their team locker room. We should just continue doing what we need to do about winning games and trying to improve every week." So he admits that, yeah, we're aware. We're scoreboard watching.
They're not robots.
We're taking a look at this, which means you know the coaching staff is. You know that they are aware. And part of their sell to the team last week was probably, hey, we're still in this after the Rams game. And we heard that. We heard that from Chase Winovich right after the game, right? Didn't we hear that the day after? Like, hey, we're not dead yet. Not done yet. A little different meaning from 3 years ago when they were using that as their playoff slogan, but not done yet.
Right.
Still in this thing. It's just getting harder and harder for them to convey that message to the team from the coaching staff on down. So I'm guessing Dietrich Wise would have maybe something different to say now, today, after knowing that the math and the rest of the help they need gets a lot more difficult for them to get. Never mind the fact that they would also need to win out and get a it's not going to happen.
See, but I think the good thing that they have is the veterans that they have are all used to going to the playoffs. Yeah, like, you're used to your condition.
Fewer of those guys.
You know, I know that, but you're conditioned to go to playoffs. Like, I remember, like, when we had the 2-14 teams, like, you knew your season was doomed, like, early. So you were conditioned to sort of start booking trips, looking at flights.
Go skiing.
You didn't have internet back in the day. I mean, you had to go to, you actually had to visit a travel agency, and you would get a triptych that they would hand you, and here's the map to get up north to ski land. Where do you want to book the flight to? And you had to get your tickets there. Yeah, it was weird back in the day, but you were conditioned to be a loser. They're not conditioned to be losers yet. But if you allow this to keep going for a couple of years, you get that in your system.
Maybe. So
we're still here.
Yes.
We're still here.
Sort of. Not really. Actually, the path is dead. So no, not mathematically eliminated. Could Bill Belichick, knowing the landscape, reverse course on what he said about Cam Newton, which is Cam's our quarterback and that he has answered the question for the last time?
That was pretty definitive to me.
And he's
okay. So
I think he can be stubborn.
I think he's defiant. I think he's gonna do. He's gonna play Cam just to play Cam on purpose for people.
It's almost like path talk, Beetle. Could he reverse course? Of course he could.
Yes.
He
reserves the right, change his mind. Yeah.
I think it's so unlikely, barring injury or illness, because if he does, he gives us and everyone else license to just ignore everything he says, which is maybe what he wants. Maybe he would rather just be ignored and not asked any questions or anything, but he...
But it seems like this year, more than any other year, he cares about what's being said about him and his team. Like, he's come back a couple times with things we've never heard him come back with.
Oh, he's been very sensitive this year. Not that that's a bad thing. He's human. Like, he's hearing it,
and
awareness. He doesn't like being criticized, and who does? Okay. Nobody likes that.
So I did a thing last night with the season ticket holders. So for anybody that
How'd
was
that go?
Okay, so let me just describe what we did. So we did it on WebEx. So I was down at KSP, Craft Sports, and we had difficulty hooking up Josh McDaniels to go over some plays. We ended up getting Cam McCord on with Gunnar Olszewski, and they diagrammed the punt returns. And what he pulled up and shared was exactly what the coaches and the players deal with on WebEx and how they have to look at film. And it was frame by frame, herky, like jerky.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this isn't what the players see, right? And I'm like, no, this is how we have to do it. I'm like, you're kidding me. You got to sit there for a 2-hour meeting watching like frame by frame.
And you should probably invest in some Xfinity business class or something.
But there's no way to do that with the amount of people that you have to serve. There's no, you know, we're so used to just, you know, smooth rewinding of the film, you know, back the guy up here, hit this angle.
But every team is dealing with that right now.
You almost miss a step. Right. But I'm like,
the Pittsburgh Steelers are dealing with that. The Kansas City Chiefs are dealing with that.
But like, what's going through my mind, and if you've been doing this for a while now, there's got to be a faction of players that just can't wait to get this
tuning your bleep
with.
Out because now they know
like it's
three games to go. We're not in this thing.
You know, your kids aren't home. Like, there's frustration with, okay, I got dropped by my teacher. I can't, how do I log back on? Or I can't get this content because, you know, you're not there in person. There's going to be such a, like Skarnecki said, I couldn't coach this year. Couldn't do it. There's no way I could have done.
He's got a flip phone for sure.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Oh yeah.
Old school. But there's old school guys that can't do it. And I'm sure there's a faction of players that said, can't wait till this year's over. Just can't wait till this year's over.
Well, now they're
there. I can't sit through this.
Now they're there.
Yeah.
So
like, it was a struggle to watch that for, you know, 10 minutes.
I was at this point a week ago. You know, what's the point now? Or after the last week, I should say, when they lost the Ram, like, what's the point? I've been in Cam's camp all year long. And now, for what?
Why'd you switch?
Why now?
Yeah.
Because they're done. They can't get in the playoffs.
But they're not mathematically eliminated. And, technically.
Yeah, technically they're not, but they soon will be. And it has become apparent. And do I think, to go back to what Hardy just brought up, could he change? Yes. Will he change? Not this week.
Right.
Definitely not this week. But after this week, when they could become eliminated, what's the excuse not to throw Stidham in there? Well, what are we doing here? And you know what?
I don't think,
for what you just said about Bill being sensitive about criticism and the things that are being said about him and the team, which obviously he's going to have a heightened awareness about when you're losing games, there is going to be a serious second guess of Bill Belichick if they complete this season without Jarrett Stidham getting a start or two.
Why would he?
Because how do you go an entire year in which you knew with three games to go, they know right now they're out, and you didn't get this kid any action whatsoever. Like, so you really did accomplish nothing on the quarterback front for an entire year. You did not make any progress whatsoever in trying to formulate a plan.
I mean, I've been through seasons where you're just trying to play the healthy guy at the end of the year.
That would be Jarrett Stidham.
And maybe... What if they hired Cam and elevated Hoyer and gave it to Stidham and Hoyer was the backup? Like, what? I think that would be a better, I don't want to say perception or letdown of Cam.
Ooh, I don't know, man. Being on IR at the end of the year.
You know what I'm saying?
That just adds to the he's hurt, he's banged up, he's washed up, he's physically unable to keep going if he wants a deal next year somewhere else.
But he's given us everything he can now, and then since we're eliminated, I'm taking care of the veteran player by shutting him down. Like, do you think they're going to rush Julian Edelman back now?
No. He's done. He's not coming back.
See, I mean, that type of stuff. Because I think, you know, what Cam has given you, and I know we've been critical and justifiably so, but, you know, he's made it through it, and he came here, and he tried to give you everything. And I think there's a certain respect for that as opposed to make him stand there and watch it. Instead of just shutting. Like, I think if you're going to do that, why not IR him? You know, it's like you don't have to stand there in uniform and watch it. It's like you're taking care of the guy.
If he wants that.
Yeah, and then you could help him.
If he's willing to accept that. And again, perception is a big thing. And he's going to be a free agent. And he very well could end up back here. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
I don't think you should rule that out. So this is my question. Like, will he change? Will he actually go back and say a week or two after saying, I've answered the question for the last time, we're going to start Jarrett Stidham?
No, I don't think he's going to. I don't think it's going to happen now. Barring an injury or an illness, I don't think they're... At this point, what would be the point? I believe Zoe.
You got to look at Stidham.
I believe 3 weeks, Zoe said. That's how long you need. Yeah, giving him a week with a game plan and installing all that, it's not enough. You got to get... You throw him out there for one game and make any kind of decision on him, you need 3 weeks. And if he's not getting this week, he's not going to have three, so what's the point?
Okay. All right, let's talk more about that in a bit. There are some silver linings. It's, according to Tommy Curran, silver linings from a season like this.
Oh.
Glass half full. Glass half full. Silver linings.
And he's been a glass half empty guy the last couple weeks.
Yeah, he's
turned that corner,
He's in an improved holiday mood.
Somebody got a hold of him, huh?
No, I don't think it's that.
I'm joking.
In fact, I heard him say one of these silver linings a couple of weeks ago, and I wholeheartedly agree with it. I think it's a very good point. And that other part about 3 weeks for Stidham. I actually have a question for Zell about backup quarterbacks.
Oh.
As it relates to Stidham, we'll get to that in a little bit as well.
How hard is it to play quarterback?
How hard is it to play quarterback?
Why is it so hard?
Why is it so hard?
And your calls next as well. 617-779-0985.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is this in the Jim Louth Christmas playlist,
no,
or is this a T-Bone pick?
This is good.
Kenny G.
This is good. I like
Kenny
this.
Kenny G.
I'm a fan. Better than some of that crap Jim was playing yesterday.
I thought it was pretty good.
This reminds me of, like, Saturday Night Live at the end of the show or something. Right? You know, the band, like, plays out the cast?
Yeah. Figure we class it up on Tuesdays here.
Silver nice. Balls. Silver bells.
You said balls.
About got it.
The first time you said it, you sang silver balls.
I was chuckling last segment. One of our followers on Twitter. You guys got to bring up the George Brett story about the steak.
No, we really
with
don't.
With the poo. You got a hot towel.
I'm not sure we do.
Just bring me some pants and a hot towel. Great steak and some crab legs.
Who's pitching today?
What?
At the end, he's like, who's pitching today?
All right, you ready for the positives that Tommy Curran lays out?
Sure.
He said, COVID opt-outs made the team worse, but it also resulted in the team fast-tracking several players who may have otherwise spent time this year in research and development. Tommy Curran, NBCSportsBoston.com. He starts with Michael Owenu, is number one. Someone who got a chance to play.
Yep.
And who has played every single offensive snap since week three. That's incredible. What a run. That's one. Kyle Duggar is another.
Huge.
Patrick Chung.
Yep.
Opted out. And Kyle Duggar, second round pick, who many of us were skeptical about. Right?
Yeah,
like,
because
right
of
off
level.
The bat, you're like, right. Well, are you sure
level
that's going to work?
Right.
Are you sure? But it has worked out great. He's proven that he belongs at the NFL level, and he's going to turn out, just based on first impressions, as a good second-round pick. He's played 75% of the defensive snaps over the last five games. He also mentions Josh Uche. And is it Anfernee or Anfernee? Because I've been back and forth on this all year.
Anfernee, I think.
Oh, I've been saying Anfernee.
Anfernee.
Just say it fast.
Anfernee.
Anfernee.
Jennings.
AJ.
He says, may not be on the same arc as Duggar, but at least their playing time is increased. So I can get on board with these positives. This is why, but these are also the things you're supposed to do in the bad rebuild year. Like, yeah, you're supposed to get young guys on the field and get them some playing time and develop them as players. So this is far better. To be on the field and not in the research and development department. Because you know over the years, there have been plenty of young players
right.
that have not found their way onto the field because someone better is in front of them. He says, Jake Bailey is the best punter in the league this year, and it's a blowout. Punter talk.
Hacker wasn't great last week.
There's silver linings,
I mean, we're
Beetle.
Digging. That's number two on
you
the bullet
stuff
list
you don't worry
here.
About. Like Nick Folk. I thought was a positive this year.
Here's one. Jacoby Myers is a good player. That's it. That's the tweet. That's what he says.
I think that
fair.
You could phrase that as Jacoby Myers fair. Belongs somewhere.
And
on the field.
He does. He is an NFL player.
Yep.
And he belongs on a roster.
Yes.
I was not convinced of that a year ago.
It's sort of that.
I am now.
It's sort of that Troy Brown route. You know, I remember Troy getting cut, brought back. You know, you sort of got to earn your way on it. And I think he has. He's He's made the most of every opportunity he's been given.
He says Adrian Phillips and Damian Harris are better than good players. I agree with both of those things.
Adrian Phillips is a great signing for you.
Excellent signing for the Pats this year.
Not a good one. Not that great signing.
Yeah.
That guy.
Good find.
That guy plays every damn game, and he plays 100%.
And he's been healthy, which
is shocking.
Yeah, it's good.
Amount of tackles.
He says a lot of head coaching positions may open up in the next few weeks, and a team could do worse than hiring 44-year-old Josh McDaniels. I don't know how that's a positive for the Patriots, but we'll talk more about that in a bit. He says there was bound to be a post-Brady slide, but it has not been a crash, and it hasn't been a cratering. So that's sort of the point of, well, Brady left, and it wasn't a complete disaster.
I think it has been.
This is where I think the debate is.
Because it's the roller coaster is too bad. It's too all over the board. If there was some middling of it, just a little bit, I think you might be able to argue that point. He masked a lot of things for you, I think. This guy doesn't. So that is a massive drop-off. We're talking about making a quarterback switch. And it's what we started, you know, last segment with. Should play the kid to find out. You wouldn't do that if Tom was here. You wouldn't do it. Wouldn't even be a discussion. So how could you say that there hasn't been that much of a slide? It's a massive slide. Do you hang on every play like you did?
No.
A year ago?
No.
Every series, every play?
No.
It's like you're on the edge of your seat. You're not. It's the first time in 20 years you haven't been on the edge of your seat. Because you kind of know the outcome. And that's a massive slide.
Let's go to Nate in the truck. Nate, dog. I don't know that I can put Nate on the air. Does that work? Nate?
Come on, David Allen Boucher.
Hello.
Hey, there Nate. You go.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey! I think if you look at it, I think what happened here is this is a lost season. I think Belichick is living by the sword and dying by the sword. I think the way he's approaching things is that with Cam Newton, I think looking at the way he brought him in, he's doing that at the last hour. You know what I mean? Where he's trying to say, "Hey, I can coach up anybody," right? So I think what happened is. What he should have done was Stidham all along, and it's not in Belichick's vocabulary of rebuild, is see what the kid has. Because now, looking going forward and seeing what the season has turned out, what do you have? You still have question marks at quarterback. You still don't know what's going on with Stidham. And you already know what Cam Newton is. So what do we have for quarterbacks next year?
We don't have anything right now. We have no clue. I think you could pretty much guarantee Stidham's going to be here.
I'm frozen.
The money.
Yeah, but you don't know, Zoe. That's the thing, Zoe. You don't know.
No.
You don't know because you didn't give the kid a chance.
No, but Stidham will be here. It's Stidham and others. Stidham is still under control of like cheap money. And what did Bill just say? He is ascending in the upward direction. And when the head coach says that, he's the guy on final roster, say.
So put him on the field, right? Put him on the field. Let's go.
I think it makes sense to IR the other guy. Let him down easy.
It won't happen this week.
It's not going
to. It won't, but I hope it happens.
You're going to throw him to the Wolves in Buffalo?
Why not? Is it so bad you can't do that?
It must be.
What's the tease, though? Like, Cam played okay against Buffalo. Maybe, you know. We match up well if we could run that type of offense that we ran in Buffalo. And they played well in the wind up there in the conditions.
You can't throw him the Wolves. What? Like, Jets. You got to protect him? What do you have to protect him for?
They're going to play him against the Jets.
Throw him to the Wolves. Let's go. Let's see what you got. Let's see it. We will grade you accordingly, knowing we threw you to the Wolves.
Oh, will we?
It seems odd to say it after they went on a stretch and won 4 out of 5. I still think the time to do it was after the 49ers game. You know, you looked decent against the Chiefs and you were in that game. You lost to the Broncos. Okay, but you lost.
Right.
And then you lost to the Broncos. If you don't want to do it after, you know, like one bad game, I get it. But you had two bad games where the offense was completely, you know, ineffective. And that was the time to do it. Now, you lost again after that, but then you go on that stretch of where you went 4 out of 5. So I could see where people say, see, they did the right thing by sticking. They didn't.
No.
If it all comes down to this, and, you know, people talking about it being a lost season and really not knowing what you're going to have. And one of the quarterbacks that will be here next year, I think Stidham's going to be here next year.
Why would they get rid of him?
Why would you get rid of him now?
It's cheap.
But you know so much less about him than you could have had you played him after that loss to San Francisco. Okay, all right. Well, the offense isn't working now, and for whatever reason, Cam had the COVID. He was sick. He can't do it. Okay, fine. Whatever. Let's do something different, right? But they didn't. So now what's the point? What's the point of putting him in now?
If he didn't put him in after the pick six, the 17, that 7-point swing there. Yeah, it's 10-0. You're driving. You throw a pick six. 17-0 now all of a sudden. You know they're not coming back from 17-0 with that type of offense and his inability to throw. They didn't even attempt a Hail Mary at the end of the game prior. Like, why wouldn't you even put Stidham in there? Throw it 55 yards. Bill's done that before. I mean, they put a, what's his name in?
Michael Bishop?
Yeah.
Yeah. Years ago. Many, many moons ago.
Wait a minute. Was that Pete?
No, that was 2000. I think that was Bill. It was Bill. Yes.
Yeah, Charlie was here. Charlie was here. Yep.
That's when it was. Hey, Zoe, have preparations begun in the honeypot?
Actually, yes, because I started to follow Eric Fisher on Twitter.
All right, hang on to that. We'll get to that.
You should see the details of this guy's tweets.
Okay. That's on the way.
Getting me nervous here.
More of your Patriots calls are on the way. More on Cam Newton as well. All that coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So far, so good today. As long as you don't mind the chill in the air, we've got temperatures in the 30s all day in Boston, wind chills mostly in the 20s out there. Enjoy the sunshine while you can because you know it's changing in the coming days. We've got low and mid-30s Boston north and west temperatures, a couple degrees warmer down across southeastern Mass, but any kind of gust here into the 20-mile-per-hour range is really just going to make it feel raw outside. So keep in mind that we do have those wind chills that we're watching. Now, this is Wednesday night into Thursday, and this is a fluid map. We're still adjusting it as needed, but it looks like a widespread 6 to 12 inches of snow for much of Massachusetts. It all gets started Wednesday night, peaking Thursday morning, thus the weather alert. We'll have the latest on the Boston 25 News starting at 4 p.m. today.
You gotta back off that mic just a little bit.
Just like the ones I used to know. Where those streets are.
Your forecast from Boston 25 on the weather front.
Is Eric Fisher guy? He's a freak. Do you know he has over 600,000 followers on Twitter?
Of course he does.
Name another meteorologist local that does that.
Well, he's not just local.
It's amazing.
He's on CBS News as well. He's got a national following, though.
Do you know that there's a mid-level low, a 700 HPA that is tracking over Scranton, PA? This is a bad sign for us, real bad sign.
I would disagree.
I was all over this. Why?
Look at his last tweet. Eric Fisher just tweeted 7 minutes ago. Pretty sure there will be some significant changes to the forecast today. Winter is fun.
Is it?
He then replied to another tweet that said, not feeling very optimistic about the Cape snow. And Fisher said, trending down there. Someone else said, significant change up or significant change down. And he said, down, south, up, north.
So this is
snow totals will rise north now, and they will go down south. It's taking a more northern track.
That's good for us.
It's good for us. Less snow.
I think.
So the honeypot, Zoe, is on the move.
Am I in a honeypot? I think I'm in a honeypot.
I don't think you're in a honeypot anymore.
I don't think I'm in a honeypot.
The honeypot has been moved somewhere else.
But wait a second. Who's he talking to? North, south,
north of Plymouth?
Yeah, north of where? South of where?
That line they sort of gave with, which they do many times, is like the Pike. So the snow totals were decreasing as you went north on the earlier map.
So the snowstorm knows not to go north, south of the Pike. Just stay, keep that thing north.
It's going
to
stay north, which means the further south you are,
piece of cake, then.
The less snow. Less snow for you, for me, for Hardy. Sorry to those up north. Yes. Less snow. That's the news. There goes the honeypot.
The honey zone.
Honey zone. Jackpot. Whatever you want to call it, Zoe.
Jack zone.
I don't think you're in it.
Jack zone.
I'm not going to call it that.
Jack zone. I like that.
But I think you're out of it, dude. I think you're in the clear.
So I should come in or should I do the show from home?
I don't know.
Kind of feel like it's like a home day.
It kind of feels like you should wake up on Thursday morning and decide.
Oh, we could do that.
I mean, why do you
take a peek outside?
Why do you have to decide on Tuesday morning for snow that's not going to start until Wednesday night?
Right, game time call,
game time decision.
That's right. I got to turn the inactives in like an hour and a half before. I like that. Yeah. I gotta get my inactives ready.
Right.
By the way, we've got something to give away right now. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line 617-931-0985 will score a $50 gift card to the 99 restaurant. Mm. 99 restaurant gift cards are the perfect holiday gift. For every $25 gift card you purchase, receive two $5 bonus cards for yourself.
Nice.
Available at 99restaurants.com. The 99 restaurant, always the real deal.
You use that on booze too, right?
Whatever you want to buy there at the 99, they've got you covered. Caller 10 right now. Pride Motor Group contest line 617-931-0985 is the number for you to call and jump on board for that. Get yourself a nice little gift card there. Okay, let's get back to Cam Newton, because it has been suggested by a friend of the show that Cam Newton might call it quits. He might be done.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you the details of that. We've got headlines here. Only a moment away. No commercials. We're right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.